Psalm 116. I love the Lord, because he heard my voice and my prayer, because he bowed down his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. So when we pray to God, God hears, and it's as if he bows down to us. The sorrows of death surrounded me. The pains of hell, or the grave, hell is the grave, they got hold of me, and I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Yahweh, I beg you, save my soul. So you see, the soul is the person. It's the body. And here's David, or whoever, feeling they're about to die and crying out to God to save them from death at the last minute. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully. He's dealt generously with you. For you've delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So what he's saying is, yeah, you saved me from death, and so I'm going to live before God now. When God does great things for us, we should respond to that by giving our lives to him. This could be talking about Hezekiah, because he also was saved from death. He was going to die, then God saved him. And maybe these are his thoughts, but the sad thing is with Hezekiah that after he was saved from death, we're told his heart was lifted up in pride. And he really turned away from God. And that's the worst thing, when God saves somebody's life and then they don't give their life back to God. And we're told he did not give back to God according to the great grace that was done unto him. And so how we should be is that, yes, God has done so much for me, and I am going to respond by giving my life completely to him. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said all too quickly, all men are liars. So we can easily just write off people as no good, when that's not the case really, and we can have an overly negative view of people. What shall I give back to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. So our breaking of bread is partly our response to what God has done for us. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, that is, I will do what I've promised in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant and the son of your handmaid. You've loosened all the bonds that were tying me down. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord.